This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Graham. The Twins got a grand slam from Brooks Lee in the third inning and never looked back. It was an 8-1 win over Detroit yesterday at Target Field. It was a lone Minnesota win in the four-game series, and Lee was happy about his big at-bat.
I'm pretty juiced, but, I mean, he throws a good changeup and a good cutter, and he throws them down, or he throws a cutter up in the zone too, but most of the stuff is down other than the fastball, so. Like, that's an automatic out for me if I'm getting something down in the zone. Everyone knows that I'm not that type of hitter. I want stuff elevated, and so, yeah, I have to look, like, up or look for a certain pitch in a certain situation.
Byron Buxton and Royce Lewis also homered. Thomas Hatch got the win. The AAA Saints lost at Omaha yesterday 12-11. Duluth native Greg Anderson won the Pro Stock Division at the 43rd Annual NHRA Nationals in Brainerd yesterday, his 111th career win, most ever in Pro Stocks. Doug Coletto won the top fuel, and Austin Prock took home the funny car victory. The Gopher women's soccer team beat St. Thomas yesterday in St. Paul 3-0. Gopher football is back to practice today. They're getting ready for the season opener, which is a week from Thursday. Senior defensive tackle Devin Eastern of Shakopee says he's growing as a team leader.
Come in every day and I try to set the tone, or I don't try. I do set the tone. Those days I'm tired, you know, it's my responsibility to bring that energy every single day. So I'm coming out here. I'm bringing as much energy as I can, as you guys probably saw. And I'm trying to get the young guys fired up. I'm trying to correct the little mistakes that I'm making. I'm trying to fix them before the season. So just coming out here with energy and knowing that I'll always have something to get better on.
Buffalo comes to town on August 28th to open the season. Starting at noon today until noon tomorrow, there are $10 tickets for that game available at gophersports.com. The Vikings had a bit of a rough preseason game against New England on Saturday, losing at home 20-12. The Vikes are back to practice today in Eagan. They'll visit Tennessee on Friday for the final exhibition game of the year. This is MNN Sports.